My new revolutionary technology, which has been out in its present form since 1997, is able to duplicate the forces of nature under ideal circumstances. Water movement in the environment is based on the principle of the vortex, which was brought to public attention first by the late Victor Schauberger of Austria. However, his emphasis was on rigid system vortexes such as the centrifuge, which never occur in nature. Later on, the German researcher Paul Schatz described water motion in the environment both mathematically and visually. Mathematically speaking, water that flows along in a stream or up from an underground spring is based on this formula: Platonic solid inversion geometry in motion. This means that there is an inversion of solid three-dimensional geometry made of static straight lines, such as the cube, into moving curved lines. Most people don't really get what this mathematical description of water movement is in terms of direct visual experience. However, in more visual terms, from simply viewing water moving in a natural setting, there is a spontaneous array of complex swirling that takes place over distance and time. Upon closer examination of this artistry in water motion found in the environment, it can be observed that there is an ongoing sequence of pulsating vortexes that reverse back and forth on each other. And to clarify the other important facet of what takes place in the environment, all water moves on the surface of specific types of mineral composition that have their own unique expression of vibrational input. I have taken these two fundamental components found in the environment and have applied them based on their highest expression of perfection in order to create my newly invented revolutionary M-water activation technology. My technology brings about perfect coherence in terms of the motion of water and optimization in terms of the vibrational input to revitalize water with vibrational signals that support living chemistry. Bringing about supercoherence in water motion in terms of a sequence of pulsating vortexes is about eliminating all randomness and erratic tendencies, which creates the ideal situation in the water molecule to receive and stabilize vibrational input. After researching different physical materials, I discovered the best type to interact with supercoherent water motion, so that without actually making contact with the water, there is a stabilization of 100% life-supporting vibrational signals. Based on the science of free energy physics, even more understanding can be derived about the two components of water motion and specific vibrational input. And even though this scientific knowledge can seem complicated, everyone can understand it based on really examining the experiences that we all have in terms of the five senses of perception, what we experience in day-to-day life. Inside the center of a dynamically moving vortex, there is absolute calm. I am sure that all listeners have heard about the calm area in the center of a hurricane or tornado. The same is true in terms of what occurs inside the center of water moving as a vortex. There is total calm in the midst of water swirling around at high speeds. From the point of view of free energy physics, the center of the vortex as a field of calmness is considered zero point for the transfer of vibrational information being gathered by the dynamic motion of water. Furthermore, by virtue of the vortex's constantly changing direction from clockwise to counterclockwise, there is the production of chaos as the two directions meet each other head-on. This state of chaos allows for a tremendous release of free energy into the water as it moves and further facilitates the capacity of zero-point calmness in the center of the vortex to transfer vibrational information gathered by water. As already pointed out, specific tonal variations of vibrational signals that are life-supporting come from specific types of mineral composition. As water moves on the basis of pulsating vortexes that reverse back and forth from clockwise to counterclockwise, there is a gathering up of the vibrational signals transmitted by ideal physical material that supports life, which can then be permanently stabilized in water based on the free energy principles explained here. And again, all of this may sound very complicated, but I want the listener to hear the foundational scientific principles concerning the M-water activation technology. Now that I have provided a general review of the M-water activation technology, it is important to address what is actually taking place in the human body from drinking M-water primordial concentrate and the drinking water it is added to. Since the title of this is Water Heals All Disease, I need to expand on this statement based on an explanation of M-water being the ultimate functional healing water to affect an infinite number of chemical pathways in the body that go on between all the cells.